It was quite the win for the Jazz over the Clippers in Game 1 of the series. So what are the Jazz going to do for an encore in L.A.? Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Deseret News Jazz beat writer Jody Genesee, live from sunny Southern California. Sweet. Well, first of all, how you doing out there? Catching some tan?
Oh, well, I haven't had a whole lot of time to tan, but it's been really nice.
That's right. You're supposed to say I've been working so hard. So let's talk about your...
Yeah.
There you go. Both Gordon Hayward and Rodney Hood commented they aren't used to the rest and prep time from game one to two. Do they wish they could have played yesterday?
Yeah, I think that, you know, after they had that euphoric feeling of beating the Clippers and shocking them in game one, they were ready to play game two on Sunday. But honestly, it's really good for several reasons. They had several days off. First off, Rodney Hood and Derek Favors are both dealing with sore knees, and so it was good to have an extra day to heal. It was also good for them to have some time to game plan to play without Rudy Gobert. And so they got some practice time in, and they're going to have Derek Favors start for Rudy Gobert. So they got a little bit more acclimated to life without Rudy. They only played one game this entire season without him, so it's something new for him.
So they have to game out the X and O's. Sure, Vegas odds are against the Jazz because Gobert's not in tonight. But Gordon Hayward just tweeted out that they aren't satisfied with just one win. So why should Jazz fans have hope for a win tonight?
Well, I think that they kind of shocked the Clippers the other night. So they're expecting the Clippers to come out really aggressive tonight. Really, this is a must-win game for L.A. This is an experienced team that's expected to do more than just be in the playoffs and just get past the first round. This is a team that potentially could go to the Western Conference Finals. But the Jazz, you know, they showed that they have some grit and grind to their game. And they, I think they showed that they can win even without one of their stars, and they've done that all season. They've had so many different injuries that they're used to playing without all their key parts. And so, you know, Derek Favors is a really nice backup option to Rudy Gobert. So I think that gives Jazz fans some hope. Gordon Hayward is an all-star. He can score. They got some other players that didn't necessarily put up a lot of points the other day that, you know, like Rodney Hood, he can score more than he did. There's some other guys that can step in, too. So it's a really deep, versatile team that the Jazz have.
Thanks so much, Jody Genesee. I'm sorry, I called you Genesee at the beginning of this interview. I got the G and the G wrong. Jody Genesee from Deseret News, the Jazz Beer. It's okay. I call him Rudy Gobert sometimes, too.